Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 415, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet, and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, you may wonder, why should I be the one answering your questions? What makes me such a know-it-all? Well, I try not to be too much of a know-it-all, but I have my doctorate degree in public health with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my master's in public health with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer, and a certified health education specialist. So needless to say, this is definitely my passion. I'm also an assistant professor and department chair at Bastyr University in California, and I'm an adjunct at 2 other colleges as well. Now, just because I have all of these degrees and credentials and whatever, it doesn't mean that this stuff comes easy to me necessarily. So when I try and follow healthy habits, I work at it. People often tell me, well, it's easier for you because you like this stuff. Well, it's actually something that I work really hard at. Because honestly, I'd rather be binge watching Netflix and eating pizza, french fries, and donuts 24/7 if I could. But I don't, and it's because I make a conscious effort to follow a lot of the behaviors that I talk about on this show. All right, enough rambling out of me. Let's hear today's question as we optimize your life.
Hi there, my name is Andrea. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I listen to your podcast daily, and it's amazing. I listen to it on my way to work every morning. My question is, do you recommend any supplements or vitamins to include in my daily diet that would help with weight loss or fat loss? I have a pretty balanced diet to begin with in terms of fruits, vegetables, and protein, but I'm looking for that extra little boost to help either reduce bloat or enhance fat loss. So any recommendations would be amazing. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Andrea. And thank you for being a regular listener to the show. I'm so happy. Hopefully I can make your morning commute that much better. I have to admit, I was cracking up listening to your birds in the background. It kind of sounded like they wanted to ask me a question too. Now, if my ears don't deceive me, I'm thinking you own a cockatiel. The only reason I would suspect that is my brother and I, when we were younger, acted as pet sitters, and we took care of a cockatiel for about 2 months over the summer for a really close family friends of ours. All right, as usual, I digress. Back to your question. Well, actually, there are 2 separate issues that you mentioned. One is in regards to supplements for fat loss, and the other for bloating. For fat loss, I'm going to cut right to the chase. There is no safe supplement that I know of that will directly reduce body fat. I know, unfortunate. I'm going to list some of the more popular quote-unquote fat loss supplements right now, and then quickly summarize what the research shows for each of them. All right, so sit tight, here we go. 1, green tea or green coffee extract. Help made popular by Dr. Oz, these seemed so promising as potential fat burners, but the studies that were conducted were designed so poorly, we can't make any strong conclusions about whether they help or not. Plus, what we're finding is some of the products contained impurities, so I would say it's safer to stay away from these. 2, capsaicin. Capsaicin is naturally found in chili peppers, and right now it's being isolated and sold as a supplement. Now, this idea of supplementing capsaicin gained popularity after a 2013 study found that people may burn more fat when they take this type of supplement. Now, while promising, the problem was the study was really small and followed people for only a very short period of time. So if I were you, and if you can tolerate it, just add some chili peppers to some of your meals. Plus, the advantage is chili peppers, in their more natural forms, may contain powerful antioxidants that have the potential to decrease risk for other chronic diseases. 3. Hoodia. The claim is that hoodia, which is derived from a plant, contains a compound that helps curb the appetite. But again, there's no credible evidence here to say this actually works. Save your money on this one. 4. CLA, also known as conjugated linoleic acid. This one can actually increase your risk of disease. You heard that right, increase risk for disease. Studies are finding that taking CLA may increase a person's risk for developing cardiovascular disease like heart attack and stroke and diabetes. So this one I would recommend you stay away from completely. 5. Ketones or exogenous ketones. Here's the fundamental problem with supplementing with ketones. So many of them contain impurities that it's difficult to tell with any certainty whether they actually promote weight or fat loss. So this is what's happening. When you buy ketone supplements, you don't really know whether you're actually getting ketones or whether it's something else entirely. So at this time, I would stay away from buying ketone supplements. And lastly, 6, ephedra. Street name, Speed. This is the same stuff found in your over-the-counter cold and flu remedies like Sudafed, but it's in a really small dose. About 20 years ago, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, banned the sale of supplements containing ephedra because it was linked with some horrible side effects. There were even reported deaths due to its use. Sadly, that hasn't stopped some supplement manufacturers from sneaking it into their products. So again, be careful when you shop around for supplements. Scary, I know. Okay, so where does that leave us? Are there any supplements that will help with fat loss? Back to my original statement, no, there's none that I know of that are safe to use. So here are the best things you can do to try and get your body to burn some of that fat. 1, control your portions. If you want to lose fat, you have to kind of force your body to burn it for fuel. To do that, you may have to decrease the amount of calories you consume each day. It doesn't have to be by a lot. Even a little reduction done consistently can lead to fat loss. 2, exercise. The real secret is combining aerobic activity like walking, jogging, swimming, bicycling, you get the idea. Combine that with resistance training. And yeah, yoga and Pilates do count. So one day, if you choose to go for a walk or a jog, and then the next day you do some resistance training, that will help. As you get more advanced, if you want to combine both into one workout where you lift weights or do some resistance training first, then go for a run, that would be just fine too. 3. Get enough sleep. The sweet spot really is 7 to 9 uninterrupted hours of sleep most nights. We're learning that adequate sleep helps control hunger hormones. And 4, manage your stress. When we're under stress for long periods of time, our bodies release this nasty hormone called cortisol. Cortisol not only lowers the body's ability to fight off infection, but it increases appetite and tells our body to store more fat when we do eat. So if you follow one or more of these lifestyle behaviors consistently, doing them over time, your body will start to burn fat, but just have patience with yourself. Now onto the second part of your question. Are there any supplements that can help with bloating? Honestly, before I even talk about supplements that relieve bloating, I have to mention that I always recommend folks keep a food record to jot down any time they have these symptoms. That way we can see if the bloating is food related or maybe related to something else. Our guts are a complicated system. So many things can mess with them. The aforementioned stress, for example, can lead to bloating. Carbonated drinks, certain types of fiber, spicy foods, high fat foods, anxiety, lactose, eating too fast, artificial sweeteners, all of these and more can lead to bloating. So the key is trying to find the cause. If, let's say, certain vegetables and beans or lentils lead to more bloating, then there are over-the-counter products that can help. There are over-the-counter pills or liquids that contain alpha-D galactosidase, which is an enzyme that helps break down some of those starches and sugars that are found in these vegetables. Some studies are finding products that contain simethicone can also help alleviate symptoms of bloating. You can find those in tablet or capsule form. Let's say it's dairy products that you discover are bothering you. There are supplements that contain an enzyme called lactase. This helps the body digest and break down lactose. This is because lactose is usually the primary culprit when it comes to dairy products causing belly bloat. So in summary, if you want to reduce body fat, do some of those lifestyle behaviors that I always talk about on this show consistently, or if it's trying to reduce some belly bloat, consider keeping a food diary, jotting down your symptoms, and maybe looking at some other lifestyle factors that can be contributing to that feeling. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Andrea. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send in a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com. Once you're on the site, there's a red bar along the side of the page that you can click on and record right from your computer's microphone. What's great is it's really easy and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend if you're in the States. It's President's Day weekend. Thank you for listening as always and your continued support. I will still be back here on Monday, even though it's a holiday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.